Representatives from Food and Agriculture spoke to reporters today to call on Senate negotiators to wrap up their talks on a GMO labeling bill. The Coalition for Safe Affordable Food hosted a press call on Thursday with four speakers that all said they need to see a GMO labeling bill in a hurry to beat the July 1st deadline. On that date, a labeling bill will take effect in Vermont, and companies that haven't adequately labeled their products that contain biotech ingredients could run afoul of the law. But Pam Bailey, CEO of the Grocery Manufacturers Association, says she thinks the talks are close to a conclusion.
We truly believe the outline of a broad bipartisan compromise is there. Now is the time to resolve any remaining differences and get an agreement today. There are indications the two sides are very close, but close is not enough. The fly ball that is caught short of the wall is an out, not a home run. We're in the ninth inning. We need a win. Time is running out, but success is still possible.
Senate Agriculture Committee leaders Pat Roberts of Kansas and Debbie Stabenow of Michigan have been working to broker a deal. Steve Sinsky with the American Soybean Association says that, among other things, the industry is worried that a lack of progress could lead to reformulation of products to avoid using labels. That's something he says would be devastating to American farmers.
Without Senate action before July 1st, we fully anticipate that more companies will announce reformulation plans to avoid Vermont's stigmatization of biotech on their labels. Markets for the crops that our farmers are growing today will be lost, and the value of farmers' crops will be diminished. Farmers will lose. Ultimately, consumers and the environment will lose as well. That's why we need the Senate to act. The price of failure to reach a compromise is just too high.
And National Council of Farmer Cooperatives President and CEO Chuck Connor says it's too late for those farmers to change their planting decisions.
These are the crops that are growing out there in our fields abundantly, ready to meet American consumers' needs once again. And we will be, if we don't do anything, in effect saying there's a reduced value associated with those crops. And that is just intolerable to think about. We would be doing that to the American farmer.
Any deal would need House and Senate approval, and the House is expected to meet for four legislative days next week and then leave town for the July 4th recess. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.